This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born May 17th in Idaho. A graduate of Gonzaga University with a degree in psychology, he worked as a family counselor before making the move to stand-up comedy. You've seen him on The Tonight Show, Conan, and Last Comic Standing. You've seen his comedy specials, Revenge is Near, Crazy with a capital F, and Don't Wake the Bear. His latest album, Maybe I'm the Problem, is available on iTunes and Amazon. You can listen to his podcast at timesuckpodcast.com, and this April, he returns to KC to perform at the Improv. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dan Cummins.
Hey guys,
you got to get this worked out. We need love, a lot of love. The world needs love. What are you doing, man? I heard that you finally announced the tour. The press stuff looks incredible. The big bloody suit. It you wear it so well.
Oh, thanks. That was so fun to do. Actually, we did that with this photographer in Spokane who does a lot of metal bands to come through, like Korn and stuff. Does other photos. We knew he'd be like a fun guy to work with. And but then what's funny is like once we get the bloody photos, we put everything together, we like to announce everything, you know, boost stuff on Facebook, all the social media platforms denied basically the entire photo series for being inappropriate. It was flagged.
So, well, that's the problem, guys, like man. You and I. But that's the problem, is you and I find that stuff wildly funny and entertaining, and other people, they're like, what? And I'm like, how do you not? Sometimes we forget. We're different.
I think it's hilarious. Exactly. But there's so many people who enjoy that. It's so funny to me where, you know, you can, and like a movie can be the most violent movie ever, and they put the right trailer. Like, oh, that's fine. We can boost that. But you can't, you know, boost a guy just, I guess, joking about it. I don't know. Who knows? And sorry about that withholding the love, you guys. I'm saving my butt for April 12th and 13th. Then I'll give it to you. Give it to you in Kansas City.
Thank you. I can't wait. The KC Improv can't wait. 12th and 13th in April. I know it seems like a long way away, but I cannot wait for it. By the way, how's Time Suck doing?
It's doing great, man. Just kind of, you know, steadily growing, keeping you know, a little more listeners each week. It's been fun. Today is the Alphabet Murders is the episode today. So we strayed away from true crime for a few weeks. And now we're back, man. Really, really sick group of killings in New York and L.A. L.A. area in the 70s. Or I'm sorry, California in the 70s.
Those stories.
Now, have you heard
those? I love them. Go ahead. What was it?
It's the Alphabet Murders. It was four groups. Three in upstate New York around Rochester in the early 70s, where they also called it the double initial killings. But it was three girls taken, killed. First and last name initial matched up. And then in California, later starting in the 70s, four more people, same initials, kind of matched up. And then they caught the guy for the California killings, and they weren't able to pin the New York killings on him, but he did live in Rochester and did grow up there and stuff. So it's, you know, very suspicious. But what's creepy about that crime is there's so many creepy suspects. Like Kenneth Bianchi, one of the Hillside Stranglers, he also was in Rochester at the time. And then there was about four other people. There was a serial rapist in the area at the time. There was like a disturbing amount of very horrific suspects.
Well, what about the story that just broke, the New Jersey guy who grew up, it said his dad went out for milk or whatever and never came back, and they found him underneath the basement.
Oh, whoa.
Have you seen this?
I didn't even hear about that one.
So this guy, all his life, he felt weird about his dad disappearing. And his mom said he just went out one day and he never came back. And he even said there were rumors about his dad being buried in the basement And they were nobody ever followed up on this. So his mom dies. He starts excavating. Son of a bitch, there's dad. Mom had an affair.
Who killed him?
Mom and the new boyfriend.
I love that there's rumors. Like, what a very specific rumor.
Yeah, I heard your dad's really dead in the basement. I know.
Right, right. Wouldn't you be like, why would you go to the basement? How did you know he was going to be in the basement?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
my God. It's crazy. He found his dad's skeleton buried in the basement afterwards. Is that not great? About a week ago.
Well, the true crime news from last week that really, I'm sure we'll be talking about this on the show soon, is the, I can't think of his actual name, but he's known as the werewolf killer. He's a Russian guy, and he's already in prison for, he's already in prison for about 50 killings, and then they just pinned almost 30 more on him that he just got convicted of. So he's somewhere around 80 different women. He was a police sergeant in Russia killed.
Dude. Why is there so much weirdness out there? Do you think it's always been this evil, or do you think that it's out? We're just so well connected now; we get the information.
I think it's actually probably less evil than it used to be. I think just because of the media, there's all this stuff. But I mean, I'm sure there were serial killers throughout history, but they just didn't have the forensic technology to actually catch these people and pin other crimes on them. It's like I think about like that game Red Dead Redemption 2. I don't know if you play any of the Red Dead or
no. I don't have ADHD. Kills me. I can't do it.
You know, it's basically like it's this Wild West game where it's like an open world game, and you're this kind of ruthless outlaw, and you can kill people. You can kill whoever you want, essentially, in this game. You do missions, but if you kill somebody out in the woods and there's no one else around, no crime really. No one's going to catch you because they didn't have fingerprints. They didn't have,
right.
Not an eyewitness.
No DNA. Yeah, that's it.
You just get away. I think that's what used to happen because you look at some of the people like Vlad the Impaler and some of those historical figures, like way more brutal than anybody is allowed to get away with it. I mean, that guy would literally put people on sticks by the thousands.
Do you think that you become, because you've dove so far into this with Time Suck, that like when you do the happy murder tour with yourself covered in blood, and then you're surprised that none of the social media would run the imagery. I feel like, yeah, I think you and I are the same way. Like, my house is weird, and I get used to it. And then somebody new will come over, and I'll see they almost look like where they're uncomfortable. And I realize, oh, yeah, people don't normally live like this. They have Pottery Barn stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think about that. And my office is like that now, like where it's like I have posters of serial killers and, pictures of devils and different things. And I just tons of profanity or whatever. Like, and then, somebody came over from the paper a while back. I could tell that when they first looked around, they were like, whoa. I mean, it does look like the kind of place where, like, if you had a room where you're going to kill people, it's fairly similar to my office.
Dude, if you haven't been, to the haunted museum in Vegas, you got to go.
Right.
It's so good.
I know. I need to go. I've been to the Death Museum in New Orleans, but not that one in Vegas. I do want to go to that one.
Yeah.
And I do see what you're saying, too, where, now luckily it's mostly fans at shows, and I think it's given me freedom to even be more kind of who I've always been anyway, a little bit darker with the humor. But it is funny. Now I notice people who have just come in and bought random tickets, the look on their faces sometimes is priceless, where they're like, I don't know if they're more scared by what I'm saying or by the fact that so many people are laughing at what I'm saying.
Well, the Happy Murder Tour, that kind of tells you what you're in for. Now, what are you going to be covering at the Happy Murder Tour?
You know, I mean, there is going to be, I just realized that over the years, there's been a lot of vengeance kind of in my act, a lot of murder-type jokes where somebody does something that I don't think is okay, and then they end up getting killed in a joke. And then I just made me realize, like, how much I've fantasized about murder over the course of my life. And I think in a healthy way. I think, like, the people that I fantasize about killing have always done something that I think is worthy of them being killed. Like, I'm not thinking about just killing random people.
Mm-hmm.
Specific, like dirtbags in my mind. So hopefully that means a psychologist may disagree. A counselor may think I'm just crazy.
Well, it's just funny because I was listening to some past stuff and specials, like internet comments about being too happy, and then how you get the rage back up, and then you talk about double standards or mandatory sterilization. Not everybody goes for the laugh with mandatory sterilization.
Right, exactly, true. The new stuff I'm working is I have an entire chunk about different groups of people in society that I want to just completely exterminate. I just want to eliminate. And
Jesus Christ.
That one I have to do some prefacing to let the audience know, like, yes, I am aware there's no good historical precedent of these types of conversations. But here's what I want to say.
That's what people have been loving. The Time Suck podcast has become more and more popular. I'm sure people are going back to find all the old specials, you know, Crazy with a Capital F, Maybe I'm the Problem, now the Happy Murder Tour, and then I'm sure you're going to at some point get together and put together another special.
Yeah, you know, we saved up material. I did the Flat Earth Tour this last year and just kind of banked that material. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens and hoping for the right place to find a home for the new one. But, yeah, I'm hoping that by the end of the year we'll figure out a good place to tape and, you know, hopefully put out what I think will be the best special yet. But absolutely, now we're just kind of like, I don't know, just want to see how it keeps growing and want to see if we can find somebody who's actually going to put some advertising behind the next one and get some more eyeballs on it.
Will you do a Time Suck podcast in Kansas City in April?
You know what? I haven't. I want to. I want to try and do. We are talking about like an earlier show that would be a podcast, or moving one of the stand-up shows into a podcast. I am trying to make that happen. Would you want to do one if you did? Would you want to come down to the club?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would do that.
That would be the best. I'll pick a topic that you would enjoy for sure.
Dude, oh, by the way, when you're here, I don't know what you're collecting these days, but I have a friend with an entire, like a huge binder filled with verified Manson letters.
Oh, wow.
So,
you probably paid some money for those, because I mean, some of those on auction have gone for quite a bit.
Yeah, no, they definitely have. So, but he's looking to part with a few of them, man. So he's got he's had an amazing, amazing memorabilia collection.
I would love it if one of the some of the Manson letters were just very, very just normal, like, just like, hey, sis, just wondering how the nephew and the niece are doing. Things are good here. Yeah. A lot of the other guys have been real friendly.
It's been really good. The time has really been passing by quickly, and the food is amazing.
Right. Casserole could use a little more salt, but, you know, whatever. You know, beggars can't be choosers. I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
All the best, Charlie. Tell him Uncle Chuck says hi.
Right, exactly. I thought there was a movie coming out about him too that I got to check out.
Yeah, of course. No, there's never ending, man. Never ending.
So, did you watch him? Do you watch American Horror Story? They had a season I think you would like, the one about cults. But they go into some Manson kind of history and stuff there.
I got to go back. The first two or three seasons I really loved, and then I got away from it because then it got. I was like, this is not as good as it was. So now I got to go back and find the ones that were really good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But your sensibility and the kind of stuff. I bet you would watch the cult season and think like, I need to get that for my house. I need to get that for Disgraceland. There's a lot of stuff out there I think you would absolutely love.
That's what I'm trying to get you to go in March down to that that Trans World Haunt show with me. Dude, I'm telling you, you will bring something back that your family will hate.
So it's going to be like a convention in March. That's awesome.
It's the biggest one in North America. It's think of the biggest convention center you can imagine. It's in St. Louis, and it's filled with nothing except haunted house professional stuff. So it could be everything from $60,000 down to $6, but you have to own a haunt to get in.
Wow. You know, I have been buying books and stuff. I don't know when I'll get it launched, but at some point later this year, we're doing a new podcast called Scared to Death. And I think you'll enjoy the premise. My wife, Lindsay, gets easily scared.
Mm-hmm.
And she's agreed to do this. I don't know why she's agreed to do this, but we're going to record every episode in the dark. And it's urban legend type, supposedly true tales that I'm going to share with her and essentially just try to scare her to death. Every week. Knowing that if she's truly terrified, people listening will be scared as well.
Are you familiar with McCamey Manor?
With what?
McCamey Manor.
No, McCamey Manor, no.
You have to Google this guy. So he will put you through a psychodrama where they will put hands on you like this is a physical place. And they're not going to really hurt you. But, I mean, like, get you shoved into a freezer-type deal under the water, make you eat strange things. It is psychological torture, and they'll pay you X amount of dollars if you can make it through. But, I mean, Navy SEALs have quit this. You got to look up McCamey, M-C-K-A-M-E-Y. And the guy is a goddamn psycho. He had to move out of, he used to be down by San Diego, then he moved to Tennessee, and now he's somewhere else. I'm not even sure, but he's been run out of a few different places, man. His name is Russ McCamey. We've had him on the show. He's definitely crazy.
Wow.
And you should, if you get anywhere near this, you need to see if he'll let you come in and audio. Well, here, let me here's some audio from one of the deals. Listen to this.
Oh, God.
Pick it up now.
That yoke wasn't that bad.
Are you laughing?
No.
Pick it up now.
Pick it.
Oh, God. I'm gonna
die. Yeah, you're done.
I'm gonna
yeah,
you're done.
What'd you say? What did you say?
Sorry.
What did you say?
Nothing. You know, you don't lie. Do not lie to me. What did you say?
I'm sorry, sir.
What did you say, sir?
Look. Look straight ahead, Steve. What do you see?
I don't see.
You better look. Where's the pointer, Steve?
Oh, pointed at me?
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some fun now, Steve. We're going to have some fun. Cry, Steve. Come on. Steve.
On your eyes.
You ready, Steve? You're not safe, so quit saying it. You're not safe.
It's insane.
You're not sane right now either. You're going to lose it tonight. You understand that? You're going to lose it tonight. We just started. We just started.
Steve.
Quit your crying, Steve. Man up. Get tough on me, Steve. Get tough, all right? You can do this. You can do this.
Okay.
This is a challenge. Yeah, I believe in you, Steve. I believe in you, Steve. I believe in you.
Shut up.
God. I believe in him.
Nobody should believe in these people.
How vicious is that?
I love how often I ask him to stop crying, which leads me to believe that he's crying profusely.
Yeah, dude, it's you. This is the beginning of it all. You got to watch these videos. It would make an incredible reality show.
I feel like somebody who does that and then gets like, if you were to get physically injured or very like psychologically disturbed, I don't know who's gonna feel sorry for you in that situation. Like you what?
Oh, you have to
You signed up for what?
Yeah, and you got to come up. You got to sign a huge affidavit, a huge waiver. You got to come in with a doctor's note that you're physically able to do it. Like he's legally covered himself.
That's incredible because I feel like with like litigation happy society, I'm happy that he's able to get away with that. I don't know if I'd be brave enough to pull myself through that, but that's good for him for figuring out how to pull that off.
Yeah,
it reminds me of like being able to hire clowns to terrify people. This is like next level.
I promise you, you have a friend dumb enough to give it a go. We all do.
Oh, man.
Though you'll have one buddy who'll be like, I could do that. No big deal, dude. I'll do that. I ain't afraid. I'm not scared. Guaranteed you have a friend you could talk into it.
And you get video too, huh?
Well, I mean, you have to go down. You have to work it out with him. But I mean, he videotapes everything.
Man,
I'm sure he has.
What a weird career.
Yeah.
Like, I think my job's weird, but that job is definitely weirder. Where it's like, what do you do again? I kind of like kidnap people, but not really. I mean, they pay for it, and then I torture them, but it's legal, and they sign some stuff.
Well, that's it. By the way, that's how they do it. They literally, you sign up, he gives you the yes, he doesn't tell you when or where it's going to start, and then you'll be walking out to your car, bag over the head, in the trunk, it begins.
You know what I like about guys like this, though? It's funny. Whenever there is, like, somebody, like, a murderer gets caught or whatever, there's never, like, a history of them doing things like this.
Right.
Like, we were talking about our sense of humor. Like, people who are comfortable with, like, scary stuff, dark stuff, I can't think of an example of a killer gets caught, and they're like, well, on the side, he ran a business, you know, torturing people.
Yeah, no, like, that's exactly right. Marilyn Manson, they're
like, no, I'm just... On the side, they're always like a Cub Scout leader or something.
Always. Always the preface of being a good, kind, upstanding individual.
Yeah, maybe that's why I've always liked people who are just like, no, man, I'm a dirtbag. Kind of stuff I'm going to do. I'm like, yeah, me too.
When will people get the next Time Suck?
Today. Today is when the Alphabet Murders comes out. It'll be 2 o'clock your time.
Excellent.
That one is an interesting true crime one, man, because it is dirtbag galore. It's a scary amount of suspects. Good reminder for parents on that episode, man. Keep an eye on your kids. There's some creeps out there.
Dude, and it's going to cover D.B. Cooper and also Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, dude, Harriet Tubman this last week, and that was interesting, man, because I knew so little about the Underground Railroad, and I learned about John Brown, who has a lot of Kansas history.
Mm-hmm.
The abolitionist, man, that guy, I didn't realize, like, in his late 50s, this white dude down there in, you know, Kansas, Missouri, was leading an armed insurrection against slaveholders. Like he was like raised against the machine.
Yes,
like Zach De La Roca.
Dude, the Underground Railroad came right through Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, and Harriet Tubman, man, she was such a tough lady.
Yep.
Random fact about her, I think she was 72, but when she was in her 70s, she had a head injury when she was a child. Just a horrible thing happened to her when she was a kid, gave her seizures and things, and so she was going to Boston for brain surgery, and she refused anesthesia, and she chose instead to bite down on a bullet.
No way. Come on.
Bit down on a bullet because that's what was used in the Civil War, working as a nurse. That's what the soldiers would do when you'd amputate their arms and legs. They would bite down on a bullet. And I didn't even realize like that. That is so much tougher than anything I've ever gone through as a human being. Like, I think the worst pain I've ever been in is probably like when you have like diarrhea for more than one day. Right?
It gets pretty sore.
It gets pretty sore. It's not like a head wound with no anesthesia probably level of pain, but you know, it's like it feels like you're kind of like passing salt water. And the sphincter is made out of razor blades. So that's, you know, not nothing. But my eyes have watered from that. I'm like, I can't imagine how much I'd be crying if someone's cutting my head open.
Well, look, when you come here, there's not far over a Quindaro Underground Railroad Museum. There's a bit of a freedomfrontier.org, so we'll go.
Yeah, man, that stuff is cool. Like, it's amazing. I'm just endlessly fascinated with the lives people have had. So you can read about these historical things, and sometimes, you know, you get a little jaded, or it just comes across almost as like a fictional work. And then you step back and you're like, oh, wait, this was somebody's actual life.
Yeah.
Some human being just like me or you. It's crazy.
Tougher, smarter, you know, more committed.
Right, a tougher human being than me, certainly.
regular
person.
All right, listen, it's always good to hear your voice, guys. April 12th through the 13th, the KC Improv, the Happy Murder Tour finally gets to Kansas City, or 2 o'clock today, the other side of Mr. Dan Cummins, the Time Suck podcast. And they can find that. Just go to what's the best way to get Time Suck?
It really is just whatever people's preference. We have our own app. You can just download the Time Suck app. That way, you get a show notes and stuff if you want it. Or otherwise, it's on Spotify and everything else. Just whatever you already listen to podcasts on, you can download it there.
Right on, man. All right. Well, I will see you soon. I will send you some more information. Anything weird I find, and then think about March. I'll send you the dates on when that's going to be in St. Louis, and we'll see if we can work it out.
Yeah, man, thank you. Thank you so much, Johnny, man. Thanks always for being so supportive. I can't wait to hang with you, man, when I get up to Kansas City. I gotta check out all your new toys.
Oh, dude, it'll be fun. All right, brother. I love you, man. Stay there. Merry Christmas. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.